It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Ken D. Foster. How does success feel in your body? Think about this for a second. When was the last time you really felt successful? And I have another question. How does success change you? And another question. When you're off, how does that change you? Well, today we're going to be talking about some of those subjects today. But before we get there, I want to talk to you a little bit about a new book I wrote. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. And it's daily strategies and essential wisdom to unlock the inner genius that's within you. Some people ask me, why did I write that book? Well, I wrote it because there were no books in the marketplace that I could read 10 minutes a day and tune myself into some deep, astute wisdom, some cutting edge wealth principles, and also some specific questions to help me plan my day. Well, it took me about 6 years to write it, but now it's available. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, and you can get it on Amazon or on my website, couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Today, my show is called Uplift Your Business and Thrive with Courage. And I have two guests. I have in studio with me Daryl Archer, who's a breakthrough coach and co-host of the Natural Choice Network, and Dr. Moshe Engelberg, who inspires business owners worldwide to be their best by thinking differently. But before I get to my guest, I want to talk to you about courageous beliefs. You know, there is a way to shortcut your success. It can happen when you immerse yourself in new beliefs that help you to grow and evolve your consciousness. Now, here's what I mean by that. Your greatest thinking has got you right where you are. And since your greatest thinking has got you where you are, if you want to go further, you're not going to be able to use the brain that created where you are now to go further, if that makes any sense, because it's already got you where you are. So if you want to change and grow and become all you were meant to be, you're going to have to let go of some resistance, first of all, to something new coming into your life. And you're going to have to be able to embrace some new ideas, which of course is why I do the show Voices of Courage, because I'm bringing on guests that help you to see things from a different point of view, open up your inner genius or your knowing to be able to do things that are really impossible. And, you know, I was at a place in my life where I had a knee injury. I was playing volleyball and I came down and I tore the medial meniscus in my left knee. And I went and had surgery on it. And it was probably the most painful experience I had to date with my body. And it took about 2 months for the swelling to go down. And after that, I really stopped being active. I, for many, many years, didn't go out and play and run or dance because I always felt that knee was going to give out on me, quite frankly. But then I met some pretty amazing people that were runners, and I had a friend that was supporting me to getting back out. And I thought to myself, well, I heard you can change anything in 21 days. That was at the time I heard that. And I thought, well, what if I set my intention to change my thinking over the next 21 days and actually be able to run? So I did that. And what happened? Well, the end of 21 days, I'll never forget the first time I ran about 100 yards and I was done. I was in pain. But by the end of 21 days, I had learned the techniques to get me out of pain. I had come across some runners that were helping me with shoes, with my gait, with the way I position my body, with how I move my body, how far to run. I had some goals around it. So everything had changed, right? So why am I telling you this? Well, I'm telling you this because we have to be open and receptive to changing our thinking if we're willing to, if we want to change anything in life. Now, my beliefs have changed substantially over the years. And if you are like me, and a lot of my listeners are like me, you like to work on yourself. You like to see what's working, what's not working, and you want to change. There's some beliefs that are we're going to talk about today with my guests. I'm going to delve deep into their psyches, and they're going to give you some of their beliefs that have helped them change themselves and change others across time. Now, I will say this. When I started this, I was a person that was pretty unconscious to the way my mind worked. But today, I'm very aware of the thoughts that I allow into my mind. I'm also very aware of the thoughts that I affirm on a consistent basis. So thoughts that I affirm on a consistent basis are thoughts like I'm filled with courage, or I'm fearless, or my mind is supercharged with divine power, or I love to learn and evolve. There are no failures, only learning experiences. You know, the body is the temple of this powerful spirit. So those are not the thoughts that I had when I started this journey, but those are thoughts that flow through my body and my mind on a consistent basis. So the point here, watch your thinking, learn from my guests, and be able to be open and aware of what the changes are that really need you need to make in your life to take it to another level. Okay, now that I've said that, I have a guest coming up in the next segment. His name is Dr. Moshe Engelberg, and he works with people to change the way they do business, and he does this on a worldwide basis. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. And I have a question for you. Are you a business owner, or maybe you're working for an employer right now? Well, I have a friend of mine. His name is Peter Montoya, and he has a podcast. It's called Peter Montoya's Leadership Experience Podcast. And here's a cool thing that's happening with his podcast. Right now, he's looking for guests to come on the show to be able to have an experience with him so he can show you exactly what he does and show his audience how he changes business owners' minds. And just like that, they start to think in different ways. And, you know, things like more profitability happen, things like employee turnover stops, things like less office drama. So if that's something that has an interest to you and you'd like to be a guest on Peter's show, just go to PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com. That's PeterMontoyaLeadershipExperience.com. Now, I'd like to introduce Dr. Moshe Engelberg. And like I said, he inspires business owners worldwide to be their best by thinking differently, acting courageously, and leading with love. His innovative ideas and approaches are deeply rooted in the combination of applied behavioral science and diverse wisdom traditions, tested and refined through almost three decades of consulting with world-class organization. Dr. Moshe, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. It's so good to be here with you.
You know what I love? You're really here with me because we're both in San Diego. That is so cool.
Yes, we are. Yeah, how fortunate we are.
We are. Listen, how did you get into the inspiration of business owners' business? How did you start that?
Well, it started from the problem side, actually, working with a lot of organizations where there was, frankly, a lot of suffering and people who came in kind of like checking their hearts and souls at the door in order to do business. There's a quote from the movie The Godfather. It's don't take it personally, it's business. There's a quote from The Godfather, nothing personal, it's business. And I think the opposite is true. We are people and we don't check our personhood when we go into work. We're whole human beings. So bottom line, I saw a lot of unhappiness, a lot of underperformance, and a lot of people not being able to be their authentic selves at work.
That makes sense. You know, love is a word that we are coming into, I want to say, more and more in the workplace. But traditionally, we didn't talk about love in the workplace. How are you changing the cultures in workplaces by bringing in that concept?
Well, two ways. One is being very explicit about it and saying, let's put love to work and provide a different way to prosper. So the financial and other results show significant promise. Companies that do this do better, bottom line. And I also recognize that some organizations and people will be uncomfortable with the word love. That's why I called my book the Amare Wave. Amare is Latin for love, so that people don't feel compelled to use the word love all the time in a day-to-day business setting. If they want, they can. But I don't want the idea to get lost or get sacrificed because of discomfort with the word. People can call it whatever they want, as long as they practice putting the energy of love, the uplifting and connecting energy of love, to work.
Well, let's get practical with that. You're saying put love to work. How, practically speaking, do we put love to work? Let's say if I have a team underneath me and I'm a manager, how do I put love to work in that team in the workplace?
Well, there's a few ways to do it. It starts with, as a manager, loving yourself, having a positive sense of yourself, saying the kinds of things like you shared at the outset of the show, positive thinking, and recognizing the value in all your people and aiming to uplift them and aiming to create a sense of connection between everybody, because we can't give what we don't have. So if we ask our employees to love customers and they don't feel loved or appreciated themselves, it's just not going to happen.
That's interesting, because I think as a manager, like, you know, managers have good days and bad days, and we all do. So when that manager is having an off day and he doesn't feel like loving anybody, how do you help him change that, or what do you recommend?
Well, there are several specific behaviors to do. One is, when a manager recognizes it, is just to stop and breathe and do something to interrupt the cycle. It could be stepping outside for a moment. It could be talking to somebody different. It could be looking at a photo of of a loved one, a child, whatever. There's lots of ways to interrupt that cycle of negativity and bring in a more positive energy, and to recognize that we're all imperfect and we're going to have those moments. And this isn't easy, and we do our best.
How does love relate to profitability, or relate to turnover, or relate to any a number of other issues in the workplace? Let's use those two. How about love and profitability?
Right. And that's a very common question. That's why the second chapter of the book is about money, very explicitly. And the bottom line is, companies that do this do better financially. Mm-hmm. A lot of the research I relied on was from a book called Firms of Endearment, came out a few years ago, that showed about an 8x return versus the S&P over a 10-year period. And the increase in return grew over the years. So 15 years later, there was even a greater show of profitability relative to the S&P. And there's a lot of other research in the field of servant leadership, conscious capitalism, that basically shows companies to adopt, whether they call it love or not, isn't critical, but that adopt these ideas of treating people well, of inspiring connection, of getting on purpose, a higher purpose, choosing love over fear, taking a long view, they do better financially. So there's a lot of data that shows better financial performance. In the book, I cite 6-7 examples, like Trader Joe's shows 4 to 6 times greater revenue per square foot than most grocery stores. We have Costco that is significantly higher performing than its competitors. We have USAA, Patagonia, the list goes on and on. There's companies that walk this path and fundamentally do much better financially.
Well, that's really good for large companies. What about smaller organizations? Let's say the entrepreneur who's got maybe 10 or less employees, they're up and coming, but how do you apply that in smaller organizations too?
It's tough in small organizations because sometimes there's not much capital. So one important note is that putting love to work, and again, I define love simply as energy that uplifts and connects. Energy that uplifts and connects does not mean the business essentials can be excused. So you need sufficient operating capital. You need a good business model. You need a reasonable value proposition. You need the right people with appropriate talents and so on. So all those business fundamentals need to be in place. And some startups and other companies, especially socially minded ones, can make the mistake of going to the opposite extreme and saying, if we only come at this with love, everything else will flow.
Okay.
And that,
go ahead.
Yeah, that doesn't work. We need the building blocks of good business in place too. When we amplify that with energy of love, that's when the magic happens.
That's really good. So we'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Moshe. And we're going to be talking, when we get back, about fear. We're going to be talking a little bit about turnover in the workplace. We're going to be talking about his new book, The Amar Wave, Uplifting Business and Putting Love to Work. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. And I have a message for you. If you are a woman business owner and you want to take your business to a completely new level, there's an organization called Women's Wisdom. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. They've been around since 1991. They're an organization that is dedicated to helping women business owners find their purpose and drive their businesses to levels of profitability and sustainability so that they can do the things that they want to do in this world and not just work all the time. A great organization. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also, I want to truly thank all of you that are tuning in on a consistent basis for Voices of Courage. I think we have about 185,000 of you streaming every week with us now. Thank you so much for making this show a popular show out there. And if you have friends or family or associates, we encourage you to let them know about the show. They can just tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, play Voices of Courage podcast. Comes right up. Of course, you can rate our show on iTunes, and you can hear it around the world. We're in 160 countries right now. So I hope you let people know about the show. That really helps us grow. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener to the show. All right, I'm in studio with Dr. Moshe Engelberg, Moshe, and he inspires business owners worldwide to do their best by thinking differently, acting courageously, and leading with love. This is the key, leading with love. How can we apply leading with love to employee turnover? What's the relationship there?
Well, we know that employee engagement, and while it's rising slightly according to recent Gallup research, it's remarkably low. And people leave when they're not engaged. There's just like anything else in life. If we're not committed, if we don't feel a part of it, then why stick around when something better shows up? So basically, we create a workplace and a culture that feels good. In fact, it's the kind that people want to be at and tell others and say, you should try to get a job here. And the way to do that is, again, the energy of love is uplifting and connecting. So we connect employees with a higher purpose and not just with the products or services we sell. I was talking to a colleague recently who said, we're in the software as a service business. We have a lot of engineers and they're just coding all day. They have no connection with the customer. I said, well, they do. If your software is intended to improve business and help many companies serve their customers better, that's tied to a purpose that matters. And if you can connect your coders with that instead of just writing code, that adds more meaning. And if they can see the results and hear stories of success and how end users were impacted, that's where the juice comes from to keep going. So the energy of love provides upliftment on a daily basis and connection. People align their own personal brand as an employee with that of the company.
That's really good. Let's talk a little bit about the book, The Amar Wave. And you had defined what Amar means in the earlier segment. So if you hadn't heard that, go back and listen to it, everyone. But I want to say it's a large book. It's got a lot of information in it. And what inspired you, first of all, to really take a deep dive into this, the issues about love in the workplace?
Well, there were three things. One was a conversation I'll never forget with a longtime client, smart guy, seasoned product manager, pretty senior in his organization. And he basically said, Moshe, we hate our customers. And yet they had the curse of success. They were doing reasonably well financially. But there was just this unhappiness and this discord between them and their customers who were distributors of the products. And people would go into work with kind of this growl and, I don't like being here and I'm not happy. The best people left. Others kind of said, I'll just get through the day and find my find my fulfillment elsewhere. It'll just be drawing a paycheck. That's it. So the whole idea of hating customers really struck me. And I thought, while that's an extreme statement, there's a lot of companies where there's no love lost between the company and the customers. It's like one person put it, this would be so much easier if we just didn't have to deal with customers, which can be true. We all have difficult customers. But it overlooks the fundamental idea that the reason any business exists is to make life better for the customers, those they serve. So that was one
piece. And also, I think, for the employees that are working in that organization. So, you know, I know in the book that you addressed how to turn, you know, negative energy into positive energy to protect yourself. I think we talked a little bit about that. Is that in there?
Yeah. Most definitely. How to transform moments and states of being into something more positive.
Yeah. So how do we do that?
Well, we first become aware of where we're at and does this feel good to me? So it's one simple trick is basically look for a better feeling thought that can shift things. And often we are ruminating on things that aren't right now, that takes us away from the present. So it comes back to being in alignment and being present and doing the best we can.
Okay, so for a practical example of that, so my boss comes in and chastises me for doing something that I didn't even do. And now I have this thought of, this guy's a jerk. So now how do I uplift that thought? What do I do here?
Yeah, that's a challenging situation because it's easy to get caught up in the negativity and start spinning on this guy's a jerk. I'm going to show him and so on. Right. And you can go down that path, but ultimately it's not productive or self-serving. So the first step is to realize I'm pissed off at this guy and I want to tell him what a jerk he is. And to be the observer of that rather than get caught up in it. So there's a little bit of separation that makes some space. You basically see yourself having that thought. And then you make a choice. Do I want to stay in that and devote energy to this anger and frustration? Or do I want to shift to something that feels better? And if I want to shift something that feels better, how do I do that? Well, I replace that thought with something else. Maybe I try to be empathic and say, he must be having a really rough day to come at me like that. Wonder what's going on. Could even take it a step further and express that to him. Say, I don't know why you're coming at me like that. Something going on in your life? That takes more courage, but and a willingness to be vulnerable and authentic and so on. But there's steps like that are fundamentally rooted in being aware of what's going on, making a choice. Do I want to feel this way? Do I want to put energy into this? If not, how do I shift it? Directly by addressing the situation or shifting one's own inner state?
Okay. That's really powerful. How do people get the book?
Well, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places.
Okay. And how about your website?
It's www.mosheengelberg.com, and that's MosheEngelberg. Or you can go to the name of the book, www.theamarewave.com.
Okay, that sounds really good. All right, well, listen, Dr. Moshe Engelberg, thank you so much for being here on the show. I really appreciate your contribution to this. I think that the audience got some inspired ways to maybe deal with some of the challenges they're having. I hope that the employers that are listening here can really think about changing the culture into a culture that brings more understanding, more compassion, more love, more wisdom into that environment. And, you know, it's like you said, it's proven. We can increase profitability, we can decrease turnover, we can have better systems and teams and everything else when we learn how to uplift our employees on a consistent basis based on values-based work environment that everybody buys into. So if you want to get some more in touch with Dr. Moshe, what's the website that they can, or email, or what? How, if they want to get a hold of you personally, how do they do that?
You can email me Moshe@MosheEngelberg.com, or if it's easier to remember, Moshe@ResearchWorks, that's the consulting firm I've been running for 30 years, .com.
That's awesome. Thank you again for being here. I love it. And maybe someday we'll meet in person here in San Diego.
I'll look forward to that. And thank you, Ken, for inspiring courage the way you do and so consistently. Beautiful.
Thank you, too. All righty. Listen, we have my guest here in studio with me, and she's been waiting patiently, Darielle Archer, and she is an author. She is a co-host of the Natural Choice Network. We're going to be talking to her and taking a deep dive into some of the topics that are near and dear to her, including her new book, The Thriving Code. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today, our show is called Uplift Your Business and Thrive with Courage. We're going to get right to my guest, Darielle Archer, in just a second. She's got a new book out there, The Thriving Code. But before I do, I want to ask any of you out there, or anybody that you know, if you're an author or a would-be author, pay attention. A few of my New York Times bestselling author friends, book marketing strategist, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestselling status. And here's the kicker, at no cost to you. You can learn from the experts that I use, their formulas and simple steps to make your book a bestseller. How cool is that? So if you'd like to find out more about that, go to courage2change.us/invite. courage2change.us/invite. If you do, there's about 14 teachers up there. They all have 45 minute to an hour videos. You're going to learn from the best of the best. Marcy Shymoff is up there. She sold 16, 20 million books. Robert Allen, New York Times bestseller several times over. My personal agent, Bill Gladstone, has represented over 5,000 authors in the publishing industry, right? Going to learn about how publishing works today and what you need to know about self-publishing, hybrid publishing, and traditional publishing. And you're also going to learn from one of the coolest guys around. And his name is Jeremy Spencer. Jeremy owns a distribution organization. It's going to save you a ton of money if you're a self-publishing author. So check it out. Again, courage2change.us/invite. Well, Dario, I'm so happy to have you.
It's good to be here, Ken. Thank you.
Okay, well, you are an author, you're a certified hypnotherapist, you're a breakthrough coach, you're a co-host of the Natural Choice Network. You're now on radio at KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. You do a lot. Welcome. That's amazing.
Thank you. Well, you know, high energy person, you know, it's if you're happy doing what you love, it's easy.
It is easy, isn't it?
It is.
It is. You know. And you've got this amazing book, The Thriving Code, A Guide for Healing and Energy Protection. Boy, I think a lot of people out there today need energy protection. What's that about? Tell me about the book. Tell me about what inspired you to get into it.
The Thriving Code is really a book about codes. When we talk to ourselves, it's each time we say something, we're renting space. The most, you know, fabulous real estate is in our head, the most expensive. And who are you renting space to? Is it the positive or is it something else? And the Thriving Code helps you deal with, whether it's a boss.
I get it. Sometimes, you know, I mean, some people, you know, in the past, people have been able to say something to me and that'll stick with me for you know, a long time. I mean, maybe an hour, maybe a day, maybe 6 days, maybe 6 months, right? I'm going to only admit that, but, you know.
Exactly.
Right? People renting space in our head.
Absolutely.
So when they do that, how can we get rid of that quickly so they're not renting space in our head?
The first thing is you just stop. Whatever they say, and you're stopped anyway when they say something, and you just take a couple deep breaths because it changes your brain chemistry, your body chemistry, and we're a chemical soup. Whatever goes in, whatever we think changes our chemistry. So a couple deep breaths will stop that. And it's like, okay, what's the outcome I want? And then really shifting into like an intention. It's okay, I want this to be a better outcome. I want to see that person. And color is a powerful thing. If you want to communicate, wear blue. If you want to heal a relationship, peach.
Wow. I don't know if I'm going to, let me see, do I have any peach shirts? I do have a peach shirt, and I've worn it on the show before. So if I bring anybody in the studio and I feel like we have to heal something, I'm going to wear my peach shirt. I love that.
Well, you could have a peach cup or a sign, or just even thinking the color, because it's a vibration. Color and thoughts are all vibration and frequency.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And just, by the way, some of you are listening going, I don't know if I can go heal anything that quickly by just stopping and taking a breath. Well, I want to tell you this. Social scientists tell us that emotions last 90 seconds in our body. That's it. There's a lot of study on that. So if it's lasting more than 90 seconds in your head, in your body, you've got it to your head now, and you're replaying it over and over again. We call that a resentment, resending it over and over again. And those can last for days, months, weeks, whatever. But if you do stop, like you just said, relax, take a breath, calm down. And I think the other part is you have to focus on something that
positive.
Is positive, right? Yeah. Okay.
A happy picture or think of somebody that always makes you smile when you think of them, and that will shift internally your reference point. You're no longer in fight, flight, or just being paralyzed. It's like, oh, that person, and you're suddenly freed and you can feel your body. It relaxes. You go, oh yeah.
That's really good. So I have a question for you. The book is called The Thriving Code.
Right.
Is there really a code to thriving?
There is, actually. And it's literally about, what do you think, your intention? What do you want to set your day to be? Like for me, before I get out of the bed, I already set my intention for the day. It's like, you know, I have these things I would like to accomplish, but I want to feel good and relaxed and healthy. Before I get out of bed, and I set that. And the code is how we think about ourselves. Everything we think, we're encoding information to our brain by every thought we have.
That's really good. Well, okay, let's talk about, you know, sometimes I set my intention. I do every day. I set my intention for the day to feel good, feel happy. And then something happens, right? All of a sudden, I'm in a negative state. How disruptive is this or debilitating can negative states be for us?
It can cost you your health, your business, because you stay stuck in. Again, it goes back to like, who are you renting space to? Do you believe that person? And you start to doubt yourself. And so the cost of that negativity is it stops any movement in that moment or for days, hours, weeks, because you replay it. And in hypnosis, we call it, it's like you're going back and reliving the event as though it were happening for the first time.
How about our environments? Let's think about that, because I personally am very sensitive to environments. So I can walk in an environment, and if it doesn't, we can all do this. Have you ever walked into an environment, somebody's angry, really angry, and they're not saying anything, you just feel it? I think we can all pretty much feel that. Some of us are more sensitive to that. So I can walk in subtle environments and feel that energy. Is there a way to change up our environments and be conscious of that? How would you suggest that?
I would say, yeah, you sound like an empath, and you are very sensitive to that. Again, it's like changing that color. It's like you feel it. That energy, that frequency hangs in the room. It's real. Thoughts are real. The energy and frequency, you know, and you can feel it walking in. You can just, like you're passing through this barrier, and you're going, oh.
Right.
This is not comfortable.
Right.
And in that moment, again, you shift into that place where you think of something that you like, that's happy. And I always say, bless and release the energy of this room. Let's transmute it right now. And those thoughts of like love and happiness literally break through and start to dissipate that heavy, unfulfilled energy that's hanging in the air.
That's really good. Well, listen, before I go to break, I want to tell people where they can get the Thriving Code.
You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it on my website, thepositiveworks.com.
Positiveworks.com. Okay. All right. Listen, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, a lot of people talking about gratitude and staying positive, increasing your energy, your frequency and stuff. But here's the kicker. All of us can do that here and there. How do we do it consistently and stay on track? We're going to address that when we come back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Sabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Sabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. Today our show is Uplift Your Business and Thrive with Courage. Are you tired of making poor choices in business and life that lead to chaos and problems? Well, I have written a book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. You can check it out at couragetochange.us, couragetochange.us. I wrote this book for you so that you would have a tool to every day for 10 minutes a day. That's it. Even though it's a 440-page book, you're only going to connect with it 10 minutes a day. And what you're going to do is you're going to read some courageous quotes to uplift you, to uplift your energy. I'm going to give you some astute wisdom that I've learned over the years from some of the masters in this world that have really mastered business and life and relationships and health and wealth. And so you're going to be able to read some of their wisdom. Then I give you some specific questions to help you to plan your day and take your life to the next level. How cool is that? It's very cool. CourageToChange.us. Again, CourageToChange.us. All righty. Well, I'm back in studio with my guest and Darielle Archer. She's written a book called The Thriving Code. And we're just talking about how do we stay not thriving consistently? So how do we do that?
Well, you have to factor in that there's going to be setbacks and off days so you're not set up with an unrealistic expectation. Life doesn't go in a straight line and things just don't always fall into place that easy. So if you factor that in, it gives you the ability to say, oh,
so it's okay. Coming. It's coming, right?
Right. There's a shift. You can happen. It's like, okay, that happened. It's like, oh, what insight, what do I need to learn from this? But as a way of life, it's like seeing that as a way of life. Help to me, it's like I want to help people, help them find things, new technology, connect with people that says, hey, they have something new that might help you. To me, that's empowering, that there is always hope. And when you have those moments, just sit with it and look at what is the underlying fear. feeling? Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Who am I mad at?
Interesting. You know, as we're talking about energy psychology and how to uplift yourself, it's very interesting. I can't tell you how many people have written books, I've interviewed on this show, I've come across in life that had these everywhere from extreme near-death experiences to, a midlife crisis, we call it, to some life-changing event. And all of a sudden, at the other end of that, they're all feeling uplifted, their life has shifted. You know, I've always asked the question, how do we do that without having to go through these major traumas in our life? Is there a way that we can do that consciously without having to go through that, do you think?
I do. I feel that we have an opportunity. Every moment we have choice. And each person, for them, something that's very hard or scary or they don't know what to do is a life-altering moment. If they sit with it and sit with the uncomfortableness for a moment and say, okay, what steps did I take? Is it working? What steps haven't I taken? And just sit with yourself for a moment. If you don't know what to do, sit with it.
That's really good. Well, you know, I could sit with things, and I'm sure my listeners can sit with things, but fear sometimes sets in, right? There's a fear factor here. So how do we sit with things without being in fear? I guess a great question.
Right. I mean, you know, we all have our dragons, and the face of fear is our own. We're afraid to face things. And once you face failure, it might not work out. Then it's like, okay, then I'm free to do what I want. I have this opportunity that I can say, okay, these are steps I need to take.
Yeah.
Because there are formulas for success and for health. You know, if you eat good and you walk and exercise, by and large, your health is going to improve a lot. Well, the same way, it's the care and feeding of your mind and emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, as a lightning survivor, I had to learn the dark days and to get through that.
Right. You know, we didn't take a deep dive into lightning survivor. Listen, when you survive lightning, you are a lit up person. So when you are lit up by lightning, how long did it take you to recover from that?
About 17 years.
17 years. Okay.
I wish I'd known John Assaraf of the NeuroGym back then.
Yeah.
I designed programs and a lot of the similarities. But, you know, you have to know who you are. You get to find out who you are with tragedy and events.
Yeah. When you say you wish you would have known John, he's a friend of mine. Why did you wish you would have known John?
Well, I've looked at the NeuroGym, and a lot of what he's done is things that I learned and taught myself, because basically the Western medicine doesn't really have how to get lightning out of your brain.
Right.
That's where I got hit, was in the head.
Right.
You know, it was no second or third party. It was like zoom and poof, your life that you knew evaporated, and so did parts of your mind.
That's okay. That makes sense. Okay. So NeuroGym, John has a program called NeuroGym. And so that's helped you tremendously.
As a hypnotherapist, we always talk about creating new neural pathways. If you're hurt, you write with your opposite hand to create new neural pathways, or you think different thoughts and you're creating. By the age of 10, we can use both hands when we're young, but by the age of, I think about 10, the, subdominant hand, that information is absorbed, and then those pathways.
It's very interesting, and something that I practice and have practiced for years, which is using opposite hands and using left brain, right brain, not just focus on one. Because I think what happens is, if you're only using half of your brain or half of your body, all of a sudden you're limiting yourself in so many ways. So if this is you and you want to start taking a shower and wash with the opposite hand, that'll give you an idea of how much habit you already have, because it'll feel very uncomfortable for you to do that in the beginning. But it will also open up new neural pathways.
Correct.
And if you are a person that wants to have a vibrant, healthy mind that's like on fire when you want it to be, these exercises really work.
Yeah, it's like miracles on demand. Well, with lightning, that part of my brain was damaged, so I had to learn to do
it.
And that part of, like, when you're dealing with negative people, it's like they shut down that healthy part of you, and you're engaged in that fear. And the Thriving Code gives you, you know, we can use colors, you can use food, you can even use gemstones, that all, it's looking at a focal point and keeping in the present. The present, we have power. The future we don't. The past is only going to run you in an oval circle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you're speaking my language, and here's what I know. We're a lot more people are more open to using energy medicine and frequency, and we're in plant medicine now, energy right. medicine. So it's coming into vogue a lot more. I'd say in the next 5-10 years, it'll be that much more. A lot of you might even be listening right now and go, oh, no, that's not for me. And I started the show saying, let go of your resistance, because if you're resistant to this, you know, you'll learn it. It might be 10 years from now, but you'll learn it anyway, because it is the trend. And we are learning so much more about the brain. We've learned more about the brain in the last 7 years than we've known in the last 3,000, 5,000 years. So we're learning quickly, and frequency, energy, color, attitude, all of this plays into having a vibrant and healthy life.
Right. It's like a composite. You're putting together a picture and giving yourself that. When you've had events that happen, you come back, you're forever expanded. Your mind, your life, everything is expanded. You can't ever put yourself back in that smaller box. But it's then you want to help people. You have this passion to help them improve your life, because you know how awful it is when that life is cut off. And it's like, yeah, if I can give people a shorter cut to feeling better, that makes me a happy camper.
I would say there is a shortcut, and that is called the Thriving Code, a guide for healing and energy protection. And this is Dariel R. Archer, and you can get the book on Amazon
and thepositiveworks.com is my website.
thepositiveworks.com. I'm so blessed to have you in studio with me today. Thank you so for being here.
Oh, well, thank you. And your listening audience, this has been a delight. Thank you for letting me share my story and my book.
That's so amazing. All righty. Well, listen, for all of you that have paid close attention to our show today, I want to encourage you to encourage your friends and your family and people that you care about to listen to the show, to come back time and time again. And I believe that if you do that, I don't believe it, I know it. If you do it, you're going to change your thinking, you're going to change your life, and you're going to be glad you did. So check out all the replays on voicesofcourage.us, and you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Facebook. Let everybody know about that, and we'll all lift everybody up together. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.